Howdy, and welcome to the Three Stride Podcast, where we take a humorous look at the equestrian world. Here are your hosts, Laura Fernandez, Julia Hansen, and Molly Heroy. Giddy up!
Hello, and welcome to the Three Stride Podcast. New episodes every Tuesday. That's going to be our day that we drop new episodes. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on all socials at the Three Stride Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Laura.
Julia.
And I'm Molly.
I feel like, are we going to do that intro every single time, or we're going to, yeah, like, they're going to get to know our voices.
No,
at
we're
going to
do they'll it, know. And then we'll do a new one and just throw them off in Spanish.
In Spanish? Come on. Okay, so we thought to get to know us a little bit better, we are going to do a reverse interview. One day we'll actually have guests on the show. We'll plan that out one
we
day.
We swear we could get guests.
You know what? We just got to like build our own brands. We got to build our own brands first. So today, Molly and Julia are going to interview me.
Yeah, we're going to do a little 20-question style interview.
How many? Wait. No, there's 15.
There's only 15, but you know.
People know 20 questions.
They know that.
So. Okay, I'm ready.
And there's some wild cards in there. There's some like serious questions. We're really giving you a variety. So.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
Laura
that.
Laura has not seen any of these questions.
I have not. I will say the preparation that went into these questions, they put them together within 5 minutes. Okay, so I'm a little nervous.
You'll be fine. You're going to get a little sampling of our girl, Laura, here. You're going to get to have a little bit of a variety.
Okay.
Laura loves variety. She brought 19 different fruits, vegetables, and juices here to the studio with her today. So you're going to get to have a little bit of variety of Laura.
I like kombucha. I have some green juice.
I was
going to
say, what'd you bring here?
I have kombucha. I have some green juice. I have some water, an apple, some chapstick, and I have a vegan coffee. So,
and she already put down a banana. So
I did. I had a banana. I like snacks and drinks.
And
I like
a little, got a little notebook.
I got a notebook. I got my laptop.
She also has a Whole Foods bag on the floor that we haven't seen yet.
There's more snacks and drinks in there.
First question, what's in the bag?
Coconut water, because I feed my horses coconut water every single day. They get their agua de coco.
In my next life, I want to come back as Laura's horses.
Seriously.
They get their massages. Actually, Garcon and Contact's massage therapist just texted me and she was like, do you want the boys worked on this week? And I go, yes, I do, Marissa.
How dare you ask?
Of course I want them.
This is a standing appointment.
Yeah. Every week they get their massage and they get their PMF treatment and every day they get their agua de coco. And Julia, when she rides them, when I'm out of town traveling, I'm always like, Julia, did you feed them, give them the agua de coco?
Give it to them.
I need picture proof.
I always get it.
She wants video evidence.
I do.
Did they drink all of it?
Did they drink all of it? Did Contact drink it? Did he stick his tongue out when he was
slurps it up.
Okay.
It's good to be Laura's horse. Okay, Laura, we're getting started. Here's question number one. No more stalling from you. Who is your crush in the equestrian world? Your equestrian crush.
Yeah.
Farone.
You can't say that.
No, like riders.
Like professional like
rider. He's our groom. I have a crush on Farone.
No, it has Julia. To be. It has to be like a.
People, like a rider.
Like, people will know. Like so many right. people would know.
Like McLean
no.
Lord.
Farone. Alejandro?
These are her grooms. She's got
yeah,
a little.
But let me. Julia. Tell me that Farone.
Okay, she's not wrong, but okay, yeah, they're pretty sexy. All right, but
okay,
professional
crush. Writer. Oh, crush in the real world. But here's the thing: it's maybe not more of a mental.
It could be like someone you like okay, admire.
Admire.
Well, yeah, it could be like someone you a man, or I guess it could be.
It
a
could
woman.
Be a woman.
Could yeah. Be a
okay,
woman.
I'm gonna actually name female.
Oh,
I love Reed Kessler.
Okay.
A male, mm-hmm. I do find Carl Cook.
Oh.
You know.
Wow.
I do find Carl Cook very fascinating. So more from a mental standpoint there.
Not physical?
But I'll tell you, I go back to Farone. You name equestrian and I go like, Farone, he has these like cool sunglasses. I don't know if they're Oakley. And then he always wears his like cowboy hat. It's just strong.
You're telling me you literally could name anyone in the equestrian world. And she's like, Farone, write it on my tombstone.
He has Farone. Farone forever.
Okay. But I do like Jessica Springsteen and Carl Cook.
Okay.
And Reed Kessler.
She did not understand the assignment.
Farone.
Only Farone.
You asked me equestrian world, and I said
we said Faron. Professional riding equestrian man.
So, as you both can see right now, and for all the people that are tuning in, you probably cannot see, obviously, because this is a podcast, but I have a really big cold sore on my lip. And I will tell you, so I get really nervous around Faron sometimes. And so this morning when I was at the barn, I was like, oh gosh, like Faron, I have my cold sore. I got it from Julia because Julia shared a drink from her.
And I kiss on the lips all the time.
So I had to call it out to Faron because I could tell he was looking at it.
Are you worried Carl Cook wouldn't accept you with that sore?
No.
Yeah. Is that what's holding you up?
My own husband won't accept me with this sore.
Hey, JC's on TV. We don't need him getting any sort of blemish.
any type of blemish.
That's his career on the line.
Oh my gosh. He literally, so the other day, he kissed me. And so he realized that he's like, oh no. He goes, I kissed you with a cold sore. So what he did, he ran to the sink. He starts spitting. And then he pulls out hydrogen peroxide and literally almost drinks it, swishes around his mouth, and then takes a cotton ball and like literally smears his lip.
Laura's gonna leave JC for Faron just off of that,
just off of that thing. Interaction.
He pretty much bleached his whole.
He was
lips.
Like, "Oh, disgusting!" Well, Laura, he knows his career's animal. On the line with that cold.
So you say mine isn't?
I'm a local celebrity,
but I'm on Zoom every day. I speak publicly.
Okay. We gotta keep this.
Next
going.
Question:
how did you know? You have two horses right now. When you decided to buy those horses, how did you know that they were the one? What was the moment?
Contact my friend Christine. So she's a horse broker. And I was at the end of my lease with Tigger. Do you remember my lease? Tigger?
Remember
Tigger.
Oh, yeah. Tigger. He was sweet.
He was such a good horse. 19 years old. Went through, powered through the 90s with me when I was in pure panic mode. But he was like such a cool horse. But anyway, so the lease was ending. I was definitely going to be purchasing a horse because I couldn't say goodbye to another one. And my friend Christine was in Europe with my other friend, Jenny, and they were looking at horses. And Christine actually sat on contact and she's like, I found your horse. Christine, I am not going to buy this horse sight unseen. It was at the time, so 6 years ago with Europe. So she goes, you know what? This never happens. But she's like, I'm going to bring him back over. And she goes, if you want to buy him, great. If not,
I'll sell him. Yeah.
Yeah. No big deal. I paid for him to get, I think, half of it to get him shipped over. I will tell you, just standing next to him when he was in LA, because that's where her barn was, standing next to him, I instantly started crying. Felt so emo. Loved Contact. Now, Garcon, so I had Contact for about three, four years. I wanted to get a second one. So my main thing with my second horse was I wanted a super great brain. That's always key for me. Great brain, super comfy canter, that rocking horse canter that's important to me, and then a great mane.
That's so funny.
And so if anyone knows Garcon.
He's the Fabio for
him. Check that box.
I saw him and I was like, that horse shall be mine. He had a great mane.
His tail is unbelievable.
Yeah,
too.
His
tail is like
hair.
The size of my body and his forelock is thicker than my ponytail.
He's a good looking guy.
Yeah, he is.
Equestrian crush right there, Garcon.
Garcon.
Now, less importantly.
How'd you know JC was the one?
Oh, well, I mean, the hair too.
She's all about the mane.
The mane.
The confirmation.
So I was JC's intern. And so I met him when I was 20 years old. And I think I mentioned on another one of our podcasts that I was a broadcast journalism major. So I wanted to be a TV reporter, intern with a bunch of TV stations. One summer, I interned with a radio morning show in Washington, D.C., walked in to be interviewed to work with the radio morning show. And he was on air and the producer walked into his office. It was on St. Patrick's Day and had my little green folder ready to go. This is like 03. Yeah, 03. Walked in, saw this guy.
Same emotion. That shall be mine.
That shall be mine. That shall be mine. That's what I did.
Was this when he had the frosted tips?
He had frosted tips.
Little
he looked. He looked like Mark McGrath.
He's like the epitome of '90s hunk.
Yes,
that was like I thought I would marry someone with frosted tips, stud, little diamond earrings, and a puka shell necklace.
Wow, how far did you stray off of that?
Cash did have his ears pierced. At a time. But yeah, he did have frosted tips too.
Ryan also had frosted tips.
So yeah, that was frosted tips.
That was cool. Oh my gosh, I didn't realize that all three.
We all had frosted
and tip. Ryan also did have earrings and puka shell.
Yeah, see, it really? Was everyone had yeah. like
that. We
was,
all had that same look.
That was the look.
That yeah. was Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get after it.
Okay.
Okay, what is your saddle of choice and how did you arrive to that?
Oh, Molly knows this one because I literally cloned Molly's saddle. And I don't think it's safe for podcast, what we actually call it, but we'll,
it's not.
So cushion was yeah. the second word.
Yes.
Is a very comfortable Voltaire saddle. Is a Stuttgart?
It's a Stuttgart. And I was like, Laura, she was like, I'm thinking about getting another saddle. And I'm like, let me love you. Let me love you in this way. Come oh, get yeah. my saddle. Just. She's like, well, aren't you? And I think, I don't even know. My horse had just had something basic, like her hock done or something. Was yes. going to get like 4 days off. And I'm like, I will bring you this saddle. And if you do not love this saddle, yeah. like it's your own child.
Oh, yeah.
Then you just give it back. And she was like, yeah.
I took it to the, I think
she's
I
like,
had
can I like, take it to the show? I'm like, okay.
I think I had your saddle for a solid 3 weeks. It was, and I said to the rep at Voltaire, I go, they're like, do you want us to measure you? What do you want us to do? I go, no, clone this.
Literally exactly. clone
this saddle. You sat in it, Jay.
It is very comfy.
So comfortable. It's really,
and I'm not a Voltaire girl, but that is a very comfortable saddle.
And it's a little bit uphill and it's a yeah. little oh. deep and it's really it's squishy. Nice.
It is such a good saddle.
It's a nice saddle.
I love that saddle so much.
I ride Laura's horses
you know
in
what?
That saddle.
We should interview that saddle.
We should. It's seen a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You were sending me videos.
That's what she said. Wait, was that appropriate?
Michael Scott. It's You're like fine. Michael Scott over here. Okay. What would your dream equestrian job be?
I would say running a show.
That would be a good job for you. Like horse show manager.
I would like to be show manager, but not just one show. I want to run
a fleet.
Full hits.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Circuit.
I want to cross country, worldwide. I want to do that.
That'd be cool. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be perfect for you, actually. That never even crossed my mind.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay. What do you think I would do?
I had no
I don't know.
Farrier.
Vet, maybe.
No, I couldn't do that. I couldn't.
You'd
put
be
down
too animals. Sad.
Yeah, I would be sad.
I
will say my I would run a horse show and then another dream job would be a groom.
It would be
so
fun, like a high level FBI groom.
Yes, I am so efficient. I want Annette and Missy to be like one day that I roll in and I don't have anything to do with my actual career. And they're like, oh, no, we don't have any grooms today. And I'm standing there. I can help.
Laura pulls a rag out of her back pocket. And like, she's like,
I got this.
I've been waiting for this day.
Oh, I do. I think of that day.
Have you never? There would be no reason for you to do that. I was going to say, I've groomed at the barn.
Well, I groom my own horses.
No, but like I've done it with the guys in between jobs and stuff. And I feel so. I'm like, come get your horse. Hey, don't just leave him there. And I'm like, you need help on? Did you check your girth?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be another great job for me.
I love that. Okay. Did I spy some Wrangler denim on you today?
No, favorite daughter.
Oh, dang it. That ruined our question. I thought they were Wrangler. We were going favorite down daughter. A rabbit hole with that. Okay, next.
All right, anyways.
The high rise.
They How are do you deal with barn drama?
Talk about it with you two.
Oh.
Start a podcast.
Start a podcast. Start a podcast and make up.
Change some names.
Change some names.
All right, I love that. We're going to get into that.
Okay. What made you decide to get involved in this podcast?
So I work at SXM Media. So SXM Media is our combined ad sales org for the consumer-facing brands of like SiriusXM, Pandora, Stitcher. We have SoundCloud, NBC Universal. So we're a big audio entertainment company. So I wanted to also learn the background of podcasting and like get into it. Also, I timestamp my days, weeks, and months. I know that sounds super like next level, but I do. I timestamp and I figure out, okay, I have about like 5 hours, 5 to 10 hours a month that I'm like, okay, I'm watching TV or doing like just mindless shit. So what can I fill my time with things that actually matter? Spending time with the two of you matters mm-hmm. to me. And understanding like the audio entertainment world. And I think that podcasting is so fun. And I think with talking about horses all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all your favorite things.
Yes.
That's the most type A thing I've ever heard, but
I timestamp every single minute.
Laura is the only type of friend I can really have at this point in my life because she will be like, okay, on May 31st at 7 p.m., actually 5 p.m., usually it's the early bird special.
Yes.
Can you schedule me in for a dinner? And like every time we make it happen.
We do.
And it is the only way for busy people. And now I just appreciate that. My husband's like, that Laura, that's a friend.
So you don't timestamp your day?
Not so granular like you do.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take some free time and be like, this is nice.
I'll have like some of my team, I'll be like, they're like, I just can't find hours and day. I'm like, have you timestamped? They're like, what the?
Where are you losing time? Timestamp it.
Timestamp it.
I would be terrified to see what my day would look like. Like sometimes I go out in the garage in my pajamas with a cup of coffee to open some boxes for the store. And then come back in, it's been like 3 hours. I'm like, where are my kids?
Oh, yeah. There was one gal at our barn and she was like, Laura, you always seem so focused. And I was like, look, I have set this time aside for the riding and I am relaxing right now. I am super chill. This is my chill time.
She sounds chill, doesn't she?
She's relaxed. We're like ending the podcast. She's like, we're going over the timestamp.
We gotta go. We're out. Would you rather jump 1 meter 50 jump in front of a crowd, like at a horse show, like a big crowud?
Oh, this,
one. I, just
I
one,
need to
though.
Go to the bathroom. I need to go to the bathroom.
Right or now. Jump 1 meter 20, one stride. In a barn show.
I knew that would get you.
Okay. So my, literally my worst nightmare is jumping in a barn show. I honestly cannot handle barn shows. Barn shows make me more nervous than going into one of the rings at like Temecula or Thermal. I hate barn shows. I love them and I love what they do for our barn, but
yeah,
me personally,
getting kids
I hate
going.
Yeah, so great. I'm going to go with meter 50.
I knew it.
I thought that would be your
meter,
choice.
Meter 50. But I would get a horse that could do it, right?
Well, yeah. We're like, cross your finger.
Contact with two tendon injuries.
Contact would jump on meter 50 vertical.
Like, yeah, I feel like you get some adrenaline going.
We'll give you like a setup. We'll give you like a little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen? He's going to knock down the front rail?
Yeah,
who cares?
Just knock it.
Oh, let's try it out.
Let's
put
do
you
it.
On Uno.
Uno?
No,
you're manifesting not.
Okay. Who's your favorite horse at the barn other than yours?
Oh, this is a tough one.
I feel like it's going to be a dressage horse.
Can I name, may I name a dressage and jumping horse?
Yeah,
why not?
Okay. My favorite dressage horse is Missy's horse, JD. Yeah. I love JD. I love a chestnut. And it's hard because I really haven't jumped many horses. I really loved riding Uno. Uno was great to flat. You didn't, I didn't get to jump him, which we should.
I wanted you to jump him.
I know you did. No, I said, no.
I said, go crossroad, go on.
It was my favorite. Again, I'm like, just ride my horses. But there was a horse that is no longer at the barn, but Walter.
Oh, yeah.
I have never felt such a rad horse to jump than our friend Lauren and Allison's horse, Walter. Mm-hmm. You could literally not see anything, and he saw it, and he did that.
Like he'd do a move, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I've never felt anything like that.
He, like, knew his, like, drop. He was, like, game and, like...
I've always had to, like... I mean, now, granted... Garcon and Contact, they know, and you can get into a good rhythm. They can take you to the jump. But I never felt a horse like Walter.
Yeah, he was cool.
Yeah.
Would you rather be showing, like in the show ring, actively showing, and your pants rip down the butt seam?
Yeah.
Like bare butt.
Bare butt. Or be in a victory gallop and awkwardly fall off and fart, like where people heard it.
So I'm going to go bare butt.
Bare butt?
Bare butt.
Show it off. You got a nice little butt.
Like I do, you know, I do some Pilates. I do some running.
Yeah, you're firm.
I'm fine. I would be totally like moon the whole crowd any day.
Or it's like, oh, I can only 2 point.
Only 2 point from me. Oh, weird.
Where's the camera?
Yeah. No.
Okay, that was our questions for Laura. You got to see a little sneak peek, a little more into our type A cutie.
Timestamp cutie.
Timestamp. You guys don't timestamp? Weird.
I've literally never met two people that are more opposite than Laura and I, but that's why we love each other.
We love each other.
It works.
We are going to continue this theme for the next couple episodes to get to know Julia and Molly. But find us on social at the Three Stride Podcast and catch new episodes every Tuesday.
And if you have any wonderful question ideas for us, slide into our DMs. Let us know.
Yes.
We will answer, honestly. We have no shame, honestly.
We're going to try to go even Instagram Live one of these days.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good. Okay. Carry on. Giddy up. The Three Stride.